92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. I double booked myself today. I've got Mayor Minetza in the studio. Hello, sir.
Well, how are you?
I'm well.
Surprise, it's me.
You know, the month of April is really weird for city council meetings, isn't it?
It is.
Because you have spring break.
Yeah, so traditionally we moved our meetings back by a week in April.
Okay.
Because usually the first week is spring break. And so we do second and fourth mm-hmm. Mondays in April
mm-hmm.
so that people who are on spring break, you know, they're out of town, they can't participate.
Right, yeah.
Or even know what's going on.
Yeah.
So we have traditionally done that. I think it started back when Pat McGinnis was city manager. And
I'm so sorry.
Kids in school. And so,
yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of goofy, but that's the way it is. Plus, there were five Mondays in March.
That's what it was. That's why I'm all turned around.
There would have been an extra week anyway, and then we put another extra week in when we moved the council meetings back to the second and fourth Mondays. So, yeah, well, there was a long spell there between the last March meeting and the first April meeting.
Yeah, there sure was.
And here we are with the second April meeting, and next week will be our first May meeting. So there will be just the 1 week between. So,
okay.
Yeah, it really kind of makes things odd. So we do have a pretty light agenda tonight.
Yes, you do. I do want to mention, though, the 22nd was the deadline for people who were running for office to turn in their materials, and people have done that. You will be running for mayor again unopposed.
Yeah, no one took out any petitions to run for mayor, so I guess no.
Has that ever happened before in the city of Grand Haven?
It has happened.
It's
very unusual.
Usually
there's a lot more people who want to get involved. And I think right now people are kind of tired of politics and tired of uh-huh. politicians and mm-hmm. tired of the whole process.
Yeah, I'm raising my hand.
It gets to be kind of a drain on people. And at the local level, you know, we try to make sure that it's relevant because we're the closest level of government to the people.
Mm-hmm.
People know where we are. They can come to our meetings, and it's very not really informal, but it's very direct. And so I think that at the local level, we offer people a greater opportunity to participate, and I think that's very healthy. And so people should be engaged, as you know, according to their interest and according to their urgency. But people should be engaged
mm-hmm.
if they want to run for office. There was that opportunity, but on the 22nd, the timing closed at 4 o'clock in the
mm-hmm.
afternoon. So now, somebody, if they wanted to run, they'd have to do a write-in, and that's pretty tough to do.
It is tough to do.
But anyway, I appreciate the vote of confidence people have had in me, and it's really been very gratifying. So,
yeah, I mean, you're retired. You don't need to be doing this.
No, but it's something that I enjoy doing. It's something I feel like I'm
after all these years.
It's something that I'm doing. Hopefully, I'm doing a good thing here.
Well, you got reelected, so you know.
And you know, the other people who are running, you know, good, they're all good people.
Good, so, that's good to hear.
You know, I'm sure that the city clerk will be putting out a list mm-hmm. of who's running for what.
Yep.
And there was there were council seats.
And Board of Light and Power, too, right? Okay, that's what I thought.
I'm not sure how those came out as far as who put in petitions.
I will do a whole story on this. But there are details available at miottawa.org. Mm-hmm. Just quickly, you did attend the Planning Commission's meeting on the hotel that is proposed for downtown Grand Haven. Everyone I've talked to is giving it the thumbs up.
Well, you know, it's
like we need this.
It's something that we've been looking for a long time. We've had a lot of proposals for downtown hotels,
mm-hmm.
boutique hotels, something mm-hmm. small, something large, you know, everything in between. There was one in my first term from the same Marriott people who were talking now about where the Fifth Third Bank site
mm-hmm.
was to put one at the corner of Washington and Harbor in the city parking lot there, and that fell through. They couldn't solve the parking problem. We're talking about a tall building close to the waterfront. Now they're talking about a taller building 3 blocks away from the waterfront, which is actually probably better in terms of the scenic views and the, mm-hmm. the setting of the waterfront in the downtown area. So,
how many rooms do you remember?
128 rooms.
But 94 parking spaces,
and they
am
had,
I
like,
correct?
94 parking spaces on site.
Okay.
They were looking for using on-street parking and mm-hmm. possibility they may have to make arrangements with private parking lots in the area to
mm-hmm.
take up some of that. So the Planning Commission had a lot of good questions. They
mm-hmm.
asked a lot of questions about the parking, the traffic, you know, the configuration of the site, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They did talk about the height of the building. Some mm-hmm. of them had some concerns that a 5-story building was too tall. But I don't know, if you look back in history of Grand Haven, the first major hotel, we had hotels along the waterfront for a lot of the commercial shipping that went on here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of sailors would come to town. But the first real large hotel we had in town was built in 1872.
Wow.
And it was a 5-story building at the corner of 3rd and Washington, across the street from where this one would be.
Wow.
So it's a, and it was a beautiful building, and it was the pride of Grand Haven at the time. People thought, well, the city has arrived. We've got a nice major hotel here.
Mm-hmm.
And that burned down in 1890, I think, or 1889, and then it was replaced by the current brick structure, which is there. So we do have a history of taller buildings.
Mm-hmm.
We have a history of hotels. We have a history of all this sort of thing in our downtown. So I think this will be a nice addition, and I'm not concerned about the five-story height. I think it'll fit in fine.
So what happens next? The Planning Commission meets again?
So this was a conference. It was a pre-public hearing conference.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the zoning ordinance is set up for it, it's going to become a planned development.
Mm-hmm.
You have to basically carve out the parcel from the downtown district zoning and create new zoning just for that site. So in May, they will have an actual public hearing on the on that site and on that project.
Okay.
And when they do that, they will hopefully have some answers to some of the questions
right.
that the Planning Commission asked.
Yep.
Planning Commission was really concerned, too, about the occupancy because we're known for our seasonality here. It's pretty tough in the off-seasons, in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot fewer people in town. And they gave some very realistic answers about that, you know, how much occupancy they expected in December, January, February.
Okay.
And they thought they would be, in, you know, like maybe 40% full. And then in the summertime, most of the time, they thought they'd be like 80, 85% full.
Okay.
And they didn't expect to be 100% full except maybe major events like Coast Guard Festival.
Right.
So I thought they had some pretty realistic answers. They also made the comment, and I think it probably rings pretty true, is that, you know, Marriott is a major brand. It's a major hotel chain.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're very careful how they site hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And if the developers didn't have the right answers for Marriott, this project wouldn't be going anywhere.
Right.
And so they're not going to build a hotel that they don't think is going to work or that they think is going to have all kinds of issues in its setting. So they've done a lot of homework ahead of time.
It seems that this is, this pitch just, it just seemed to have everything in it.
So, yeah, they had a lot of the answers, but there was more questions. Planning commissions were very thorough.
Sure.
When they have the public hearing, there'll be a chance for people to chime in on it and for the planning commissions to get their answers. And if they're satisfied with the plan, they will advance that to city council, and the city council has to vote to change the zoning ordinance to allow the planned development.
Okay.
And that would take two readings at city council.
Okay.
And then it would go back to the planning commission for a final plan review, because this is a preliminary plan. Preliminary plan is a high-level plan. It shows the size, shape of the building, where the parking is, some of the major features, some of the major concerns get solved in preliminary plan, and then all the little details get solved in the final plan.
So when were they built?
So they were
2026.
They were talking about starting in 2026 and being open in 2027.
Wow.
So it's a time frame.
Wow.
But you know, there again, it's not a project that you just throw together.
No.
It's something that has to be carefully thought out. And you know, the building right now has occupants, and so that will give them time to do something with the occupants of those buildings. They can relocate, and the site will have to be cleared, and you know, there's a lot of work that goes into it before you pour your foundations. So
that's good. You have a light meeting tonight.
We do.
So tell me about it. There's hardly anything on the agenda. It's only two pages long.
Well, there's only really, we have our consent agenda, which has typical council meetings to be approved and bills to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
$750,000 this time in bills to be paid, which is not uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of routine business stuff.
Public comment, of course.
Public comment, of course. People can always come to us.
Which is very important.
Two opportunities for public comment. We don't respond to those comments, but we hear them.
Mm-hmm.
And we do listen.
I watch you. You do.
Yeah,
you're not on your iPad or writing things down. You're listening.
We take seriously what people say to us. Sometimes people have things they want answers to, and then you know we kind of defer that to the city manager and get back to them if there's something that needs an answer.
Okay.
Otherwise, we acknowledge that they have concerns, and we know that.
Mm-hmm.
Of the three items, one of them is the contract with MDOT for the Fulton Street project.
Mm-hmm.
So this summer, starting probably next month, we'll start working on Fulton Street from 2nd to 5th Street. It's going to be a full reconstruction of that road. It's going to be right downtown. It's going to be right in our busy season, but kind of got to be done that way. So it's going to be full reconstruction with new water lines, new sewer lines, everything, new pavement, curbs, gutter, everything. And it's well overdue.
It sure is.
Well, we found out, you know, when the Forum Building burned back in January, you know, that was served by a 6-inch water main, which is not really big enough for a fire that size. Plus, it's a 60-year-old water main, so it's, you know, an old steel water main. The inside was full of crud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's all calciumed up. So the actual size of that pipe is considerably smaller than 6-inch. So when they were trying to fight it, they didn't have enough water. So we had water trucks from all over the place bringing water to help fight that fire. So, I mean, this is a long overdue project.
It is. It is.
And so it'll be a vast improvement, but it'll be a vast inconvenience during that time.
And then Jeep Fest is Thursday. Well, Jeep Fest, they're asking to...
So, they're asking for an amendment on this.
Okay, tell me about that.
So apparently where they had their obstacle course last year, you know, Piano Factory parking lot, that venue has fallen through for them. They don't have that now.
Okay.
It's kind of a last-minute thing. So
so they want to move over to Chinook Pier.
They're desperately looking for a place to do their obstacle course, so they floated the idea of using the Chinook Pier parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's probably workable.
Mm-hmm.
It will displace the parking for the charter fishermen, so they're a little concerned about it. So we'll have to talk about what we're going to do with the parking for the charter fishermen.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest single impact.
Yeah, right.
Because otherwise there's not much goes on the Chinook Pier site.
Okay.
And we're not at a point yet where we're doing anything with the site. We haven't voted on that development.
I know.
So we're waiting for that to come forward.
Okay.
So the site's there, but like I say, it's used by the charter fishermen. So
there's
an issue there. And then there's the minimum standards for commercial aeronautic activities.
Mm-hmm.
The airport board is interested in doing a ground lease with parties who want to build private hangars on airport grounds.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to have some kind of standards as to what these hangars would look like, how big they would be, what quality of construction they would be,
mm-hmm.
what kind of aircraft they could serve. And so they want to put that in their minimum standards before they start doing anything else.
Okay.
And so that's what that is. So that's pretty much our agenda.
Cool. Have you ever jumped out of a plane?
I have never.
Would you do skydive Grand Haven?
I would not do that.
Oh, okay.
No, but thanks for asking.
Well, you're really serious. Like, nope, I would not do that. It's not happening, Mary Ellen.
That's not on the radar. If you have just one more minute, though, I would like to give a shout out to my daughter.
What's going on?
My daughter, Elizabeth, just got her bachelor's degree from Davenport University.
Congratulations.
So yesterday we were at her commencement ceremony. So it was, they graduated about 1,500 people.
Yep.
And she was one of them. So we got to watch her walk across the stage.
Oh, and how did that make you feel? Oh, you're tearing up a little bit. It's a big deal. It is a big deal. And I saw a lot of graduation photos on my feed. I knew Davenport was one of them. GBSU was one of them. And, it is amazing, isn't it? When you feel like, wow, they accomplished something and
she's had her associate's degree for several years, but she has to do this while she's working full time and all
and
that.
And that's the thing.
That's tough.
It's not easy. Congratulations to her.
My daughter Elizabeth.
Congratulations, Elizabeth.
Not a grad.
Way to go.
So,
way to go.
Thank
Good
you.
To see you.